My guest at this time is Jenny Beth Martin of Tea Party Patriots. She is also the co-author of a recent book by that same name. It's an incredible story. She was not politically active really at all in early 2009, but in watching how the government reacted to the economic crisis and some of the policies coming out of the Obama administration, she obviously became very active in the Tea Party movement, inspired by the Rick Santelli rant. She joins us on the ground from Wisconsin, where Tea Party Patriots are doing their best to educate Wisconsin voters on the facts of the recall race. The Tea Party not officially endorsing Governor Scott Walker to survive the recall, but they are certainly sympathetic to his campaign. And the vote there is June 5th. Jenny Beth, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. And you're absolutely right. We're here in Wisconsin. We don't endorse people in Tea Party Patriots, but we are doing our best to make sure that the voters of Wisconsin send a resounding message, and that is it's time for the recalls in Wisconsin to end. They've been in campaign mode and election mode for the past 2.5 years, and it's put their state in a bit of a chaotic state, and they're ready for representative democracy to continue the way it was intended.
Let's talk about the situation in Wisconsin. Of course, shortly after coming into office, Governor Walker last year moved forward with his plans to have public sector employees contribute to their pensions, to their health care benefits, and also some changes to the collective bargaining system, to say the least, led to huge protests in Madison. They passed despite a lot of the Democrats leaving the state and so forth. So this has been a very volatile issue in Wisconsin for really about the last year and a half. Why do you believe, as of right now, it looks like the governor's going to survive?
It does, but you never take anything for granted until the polls close and you see the numbers. But the thing that we've seen here in Wisconsin, I was here in January and February of last year as the Democrats were fleeing and there were massive protests and counter-protests and counter-counter-protests. And then the unions and the people on the left went inside the capital of Wisconsin and started living there, and they started occupying the capital. And then later last summer, we saw that the Occupy movement sprung up, and that happened all around the country. We don't want to see the crippling effects of endless recalls happen all around the rest of the country. Elections have consequences. Sometimes your guy wins, sometimes he doesn't. But we all know, one thing that we know as Americans is that people are in office for a particular term, and then we have the opportunity to vote them all out at the end of their term. And if you start messing with that and change it where you don't even know when the term ends or begins, then it creates chaos. And it's not representative democracy any longer.
Jenny Beth, there seems to be a particular fondness in the Tea Party movement for Governor Walker. Is that because he's gone forward on what he knew would be very controversial reform plans and stuck to it, despite the fact there was obviously a huge backlash?
I think he has followed through on the mandate that the Tea Party wanted, and he has kept his campaign promises. That doesn't happen very often. A lot of times people promise to do things when they're running for office, but then when they're elected, they find all sorts of excuses to do something different. And he had the opportunity to say, oh, look, they changed their mind, and he could have taken the easy road out, but instead he made those tough decisions, and the state is in better economic position now than it was 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. And that's what we need to be seeing as we head into November and beyond. We need to be looking for people as they're running for office who are willing to make the tough decisions now to correct the problems that our economy is having so that we can have a more prosperous future.
We saw a Tea Party favorite kind of in Richard Murdoch unseat a longtime Republican incumbent in Dick Lugar in Indiana. Is that a race you were involved in? And if so, what other races around the country are you helping to clarify the record on?
Well, in Indiana, Tea Party Patriots did not endorse, but people who are part of Tea Party Patriots were involved in a separate coalition of groups. And they started last January or February, I believe, talking about how they could vote together and vote in block to pick a nominee. And by May of last year, they had decided that Murdoch was going to be the one that they would all support together. And we saw the results of that. They're becoming much more politically sophisticated. They voted in block, and they were able to get rid of an establishment person and put somebody in who says that he will be more fiscally responsible with our tax dollars.
Any others on the radar screen that you see this type of coalition building in order to either support or vote out of office?
Well, we've seen some things happening in Utah. I don't know how it all shake down, but you've got Orrin Hatch running for Senate again. He's an establishment person. And then also something that's kind of interesting is in Missouri, there are, I believe, three Republicans running for U.S. Senate in Missouri. One of those Republicans has been in Congress on the House side for several years, Todd Akin, but he voted against No Child Left Behind. He voted against Medicare Part B, and he also voted against TARP and the stimulus bill. So even though he's been there a long time, he's someone who's shown he's willing to stand up to his party, his party's president, and do what's right for the country. So a lot of people in the Tea Party movement, even though he's been there a long time, they appreciate that. I don't know how that's going to all shake out in Missouri, but that's one that's interesting to watch right now.
Last topic before we let you go, Jenny Beth, I remember in our previous conversation when your book came out, you said this time around, unlike 2010, Tea Party Patriots will be more focused on long-term vision, more ideas related and focused than specific races. How is that manifesting itself right now?
Well, that is exactly what we're doing. We're looking at the long-term vision. We continue to focus on our three core values of fiscal responsibility, constitutionally limited government, and free markets. And our local coordinators from all around the country will be gathering again in July, and we're going to be talking about solutions and how we want to see that shake out and how we can create a mandate for those solutions between July and November.
We'll be watching. Jenny Beth, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Jenny Beth Martin of Tea Party Patriots joining us from Wisconsin. On June 5th, Wisconsin voters will decide whether to keep or show Governor Scott Walker the exit. Right now, the poll's looking good for Governor Walker. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.